Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai Prashantiralyam, giving you a live broadcast every Thursday in the Asia stream of Radio Sai. The cultural program in the Sai Kulwant Hall has ended just now, and the devotees are silently lined up to have the close darshan of our dear Lord. And it's time for us to get back to the studios for the evening session of this Thursday live. And this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another session of the first segment of the evening session, the Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. Today we have with us Praveena sir, ready to continue with the Hiranyagarbha Suktam. Over to Praveena sir. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. We shall commence the session with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantra. We'll chant together. Om
Ganaanam Tva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtharajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspatana Shrunvan Notibhissedasadhanam Prano Devi Saraswati Vajebhir Vajinivati Dhinama Vitriyavato Ganeshaya Namaha Saraswatyai Namaha Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
We have been learning the chanting of this Hiranyagarbha Suktam. We have completed following it verse by verse, and now we'll chant the whole mantra from the beginning till the end. We'll chant together the Samhita part of it. We'll start chanting the mantra together.
Om Hiranyagarbhas samavartatagre Bhutasya jata patireka asid Sada adhara prithivim yamute mam kasmai Devaya havisha videma Ya atmada balada yasya vishwa upasate prashisham yasya devah Yasya chaya mrutam yasya mrutyo kasmai devaya havisha videma Yapranato nimishato mahitvaika idra jagato babhuva Yaishe asya dvipadas chatushpadak kasmai devaya havisha videma Yasyeme himavanto mahitva yasya samudram rasaya sahahu Yasyema pradisho yasya bahu kasmai devaya havisha videma Ye nadyau rugra prithivi cha dulha ye naswasta vitam ye nanakaha Yo antarikshe rajaso vimanak kasmai devaya havisha videma Yam krandasi avasatasabhane abhyaikshe tam manasare jamane Yatra dhisura udito vibhati kasmai devaya havisha videma Apo hayat bruhatir vishrama yandarbhandadhana Janayante ragnim tato devanam samavartata sureka kasmai devaya havisha videma Yastidapo mahina paryapashyaddaksham dadana janayante ragnyam Yo deveshwadi deva eka asit kasmai devaya havisha videma మానో హింసే జనితాయ పృథివ్యాయో వాదివం సత్యధర్మా జజానా యశ్చాపశ్చంద్రా బృహతే జజాన కస్మై దేవాయ హవిషా విధేమ ప్రజాపతేన త్వరేతాన్యన్యో విశ్వా జాతాని పరితా బభూవ యత్కామాస్తే జుహుమస్తన్నో కస్తు వయం శ్యామ పతయోరయీణాం ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.
దిస్ హిరణ్యగర్భ సూక్తం విచ్ ఈస్ very commonly being chanted in many of the places, many of the occasions, but particularly you can see this Hiranyagarbha Suktam having its importance, connection with the origin of the universe. Here the verses, the 10 verses that you can find here in this Suktam, that's why quite a small mantra, small Suktam, but yet you can see very meaningful and the verses of great significance are found here in this suktam. Hiranyagarbha iti dasharchasya suktasya prajapatyo hiranyagarbha rishihi prajapatir devata trishtup chandaha. So all these 10 verses you can see which have been written in the meter, trishtup meter. 8 verses are found in Rigveda, but almost the same verses with little changes you can find even in the Yajurveda also, these 8 verses. And this mantra is specially used in the during the procedure of the saluting the God, Lord Rudra, that is Sri Rudra Mahanyasa, salutation that is doing with the procedure of Sashtanga Namaskara. During that, in this context, this mantra is quite regularly and commonly chanted. And you can see this Hiranyagarbha Suktam, if you see the meaning, literally Hiranyagarbha means golden womb, which is the source of the creation of the universe or the manifested cosmos. It is said in the Suktam, you can see that the 8th verse, that Yaha Deve Shwadideva Eka Asit. He is the God of gods and is the only God, none besides him. Deva Eka Asit. So that's how he was the only God, he was the only one creator. That's what is mentioned in this particular 8th verse. And he now refers to the great Lord, the great creator, who is nothing but, who is none other than Prajapati. So this identification of this Lord of the cosmos to the Prajapati is found in almost all the verses. The very word kaha, which is referred in almost all the verses. Kasmai devaya, kaha asmai devaya havisha videma. So here you can see kaha refers to this great Prajapati, who is responsible for the creation. And you can also find this theory of creation, or maybe the account on creation is found in other Indian scriptures also. The Matsya Purana gives an account of initial creation after Mahapralaya, the great dissolution of the universe. There was darkness everywhere and everything was in a state of sleep. There was nothing either moving or static. Then Swayambhu, the self-manifested being, arose, which is a form beyond the senses. It created the primordial waters first and establish the seed of creation into it. The seed turned into a golden womb, the Hiranyagarbha. Then the Swayambhu entered in the egg. So this is mentioned even in the Matsya Purana. Similarly, you can see the Narayana Suktam also referring on the same line. It exclaims that everything that is visible or invisible, all this is pervaded by Narayana, Lord Narayana, within and without. And what we had recently completed learning, that Ishavasya Upanishad also refers to the same process, where it is said that the universe is pervaded by the Lord, pervaded by the Lord, that is Ishvara, who is both within and without it. He is a moving and non-moving. He is near and far. He is within all these and without all these. So, even the Vedanta Sutra also states that the Brahman, that the great creator from whom this universe proceeds, in whom it subsists, and in the end it returns. So you can see the creation of this universe by this great Lord, who is referred to be here as the Prajapati. And that's how this Lord Prajapati, how he also is responsible for the creation of all the beings, and also how powerfully he has entrusted all the, and also sustained all the beings in this universe. And it's very clearly mentioned here, you can see, this resplendent Prajapati was born at the beginning of the creation from the Supreme Person with the power of Maya. Having been born, he became one sustainer and the nourisher of all the beings. The same Paramatman, here designated as Hiranyagarbha, supports the earth as well as the heaven. In very way, you can see the sentence, Kasmai Devaya Havisha Vidhema, which means, may we worship that shining one with offerings. And as you go by the verse, you can see beautiful meaning, where he says the Prajapati, who is said to be the giver of the self, who is the bestower of the strength, and whose command even gods are eager to receive. And also he says, he is the one who bestows immortality, and even immortality and death obey like shadow to his command. This Prajapati, who became the sole ruler of all the beings living and existing on the earth, he controls as the indweller spirit of all the bipeds and quadrupeds, and also whose glory the mountains, the Himalayas and the rest declare, whose greatness the oceans along with the rivers proclaim, to whose hands engage in dispensing justice. Okay, it may be compared to the eight directions. And very beautifully it's mentioned, Yam krandasi avasa tastabhane abhyeksheta manasa rejamane yatradi sura udito, in whom the heaven and the earth, which are able to shine by the divine light, and he is also the protector of the world, and he is the one by whom the sun moves gloriously after rising, through the power of whom the great causal waters, holding within it the power of unfoldment and the capacity to produce fire, transformed itself into the form of the world, and from whom the one breath of all gods came into existence. So this great creator, the Prajapati, who is none other than the Hiranyagarbha, and you can see the who is the one God ruling over all the rest. As I mentioned earlier, in this 8th verse, it's very clearly mentioned, he was the only one. None other existed. And he is the one who created everything, both living and non-living entities. And also you can see in the final verse, prayer is also made to this great Lord, the Lord Prajapati. What prayer is made? What kind of prayer is made? O Lord Prajapati, we invoke you, grant us our heart's desire. May we possess all the riches that is of the earth and the heaven. So that's how you can see, he is the one who brought forth the great and the lucid waters also. And to such Lord we offer our worship. So such a beautiful meaning which is conveyed here, praying to that great Lord who is the creator and who is responsible for everything and who is responsible even for the illumination of earth, heaven and everything, all the objects that we see. Kaha asmai devaya. To such Lord we make all our worship and also we offer everything to such Lord. So that is the beautiful meaning that is hidden in this particular Hiranyagarbha Suktam. And we can definitely recollect the incident when Swami himself had created this Hiranyagarbha Linga during one of the Shivaratri times. I still remember Swami had come to the veranda. Swami sitting there, bhajans were going on. It was beautiful and a very sacred occasion of Mahashivaratri. And as the bhajan started, the Akhanda bhajan started, commenced in the evening at 6 o'clock. Swami is still sitting there. Large number of devotees who are gathered there and all the students and staff sitting in the front. Swami was blissfully spending his time sitting on the throne. And then as the bhajans were going on, Swami started showing the sign of creating this lingam. After a few minutes, we could see the resplendent Hiranyagarbha lingam coming out of Swami's mouth, emerging from deep within of Swami himself, the creator himself. How fortunate all those who were assembled there. How fortunate all of us who have seen this beautiful sight. And Swami took this shining, very sacred lingam in his hand, showed to all the devotees. And Swami made an important statement. Swami said, those who see this lingam are purified. Their life is sanctified. So the creator himself had created that Hiranyagarbha lingam and made all of us totally sanctified. So that is how you can see even our own great Lord has referred to this particular great Hiranyagarbha. And you can see the Hiranyagarbha Suktam, which is present even in the Rigveda, the oldest text of human beings. And you can see here such a beautiful mantra by chanting which possibly we can even cherish these beautiful moments. So that's how we can see the Hiranyagarbha Suktam is a beautiful mantra, and being a small mantra, we can make all the effort to learn and chant correctly this particular mantra. But anyway, before we conclude the session, we'll chant once again from the beginning so that we'll be able to make ourselves more familiar with all the verses given in the Hiranyagarbha Suktam. We'll chant together the Samhita part of it.
हिरण्यगर्भः समवर्तताग्रे भूतस्य जातः पतिरेकासीत् सदा धार पृथिवीं ध्यामुते माम् कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमाम् य आत्मदा बलदा यस्य विश्व उपासते प्रशिशं यस्य देवाः यस्य छायामृतं यस्य मृत्युः कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा यः प्रानतो निमिषतो महित्वैक इद्रा जाजगतो बभूवा य ईशे अस्य द्विपदश्चतुष्पदः कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा यस्येने हिमवन्तो महित्वा यस्य समुद्रम् रसया सहाहुः यस्येमा प्रदिशो यस्य बाहू कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा ये नद्यौ रुग्रा पृथिवी च गृह्हा येन स्वस्थमिदम् येन नाकः यो अन्तरिक्षे रजसो विमानः कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा यं क्रन्दसे अवसातस्तभाने अभ्यैक्षे तां मनसारे जमाने यत्रादिसूर उदितो विभाति कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा आपो हयद्बृहतेर्विश्वमायन् गर्भम् ददाना जनयन्तेरग्निम् ततो देवानाम् समावर्तता सुरेख तस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा यश्चिदापो महिना पर्यपश्यद्दक्षम् ददाना जनयन्ते यज्ञम् यो देवेश्वरि देव एक आसीत् कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा मानो हिंसे जनिताय पृथिव्यायो वादिवम् सत्यधर्मा जजाना यश्चापश्चन्द्रा बृहते जजान कस्मै देवाय हविषा विधेमा प्रजापतेन त्वदेतान्यन्यो विश्वा जातानि परिता बभूव यत्कामास्ते जुहुमस्तन्नो अस्तु वयम् स्यामपतयोरयीणाम् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः यदक्षरपरभ्रष्टम् मात्रा हीनम् तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वम् क्षम्यताम् देवा नारायण नमोऽस्तु ते विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निशम् मया दासोऽहमिति माम् मत्वा क्षमस्व सा ईश्वरा अन्यथा शरणम् नास्ति त्वमेव शरणम् मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष सा ईश्वरा हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्री साईश्वरार्पणमस्तु
With this we come to an end to this week's Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. In the coming class we shall take up another new mantra and learn the chanting as well as the meaning part of it. Now it's time for us to get back to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom hosted by Brother Bishu. Over to Brother Bishu for the Bhajan Classroom. Sai Ram and happy listening.